Hello there, and welcome to this computerweekly.com podcast on ransomware, storage, backup, and compliance. My name's Anthony Adshead, and I'm the storage editor with computerweekly.com. With me today, I have Mathieu Gorge, who is CEO of Vigitrust. Good morning, Mathieu.
Good morning, Anthony.
So we will get straight on to the questions, and the first one is, what threats to legal and regulatory compliance does ransomware pose? Over to you, Mathieu.
It's a good question that's often overlooked. One of the major threats, obviously, is that if you've got clients and you provide them with an SLA for your services, and suddenly, because of ransomware, your systems are down, you obviously have a contractual issue from a legal perspective. The next one is potentially a privacy regulation challenge, in that when you take data from clients, especially if it's personal data protected under GDPR, you essentially commit to taking the right appropriate technical and procedural measures to protect that data and make sure that it's kept accurate at all time, and so on. And so the very fact that you've been a victim of a ransomware attack, a successful attack, probably means that you did not take the right you did not take the appropriate technical measures, and also that you don't necessarily have the right process to keep the data protected. So that's one of the issue. From a compliance perspective, obviously, say if you look at HIPAA or PCI or other standards, they all require you to have a proper antivirus. Some of them mention anti-ransomware solutions. And so therefore you'd be out of compliance after the attack. One thing I will say though, and that's a clear message from the industry, is that at all costs you need to try and find a solution that does not require you to pay, because even if you pay, you may not get the key may not work, and you're just advertising yourself as a company or a person that's going to pay again, and you need to avoid doing that.
Thanks, Mathieu. The next question I have for you today is, what are the implications of these threats from ransomware for storage and backup in particular? Over to you again.
Yeah, one of the answers to ransomware is to say, well, you know what, it doesn't really matter because we've got a good storage and compliance policy and framework. And therefore, the most we're going to lose is the data between the time of the attack and the last backup. And that's where it becomes really interesting, because how long is that delta of data that you have between your last backup and the attack? If it's one day, you can probably eat it, so to speak. If it's a week, it's going to have a considerable impact. If it's any more than a week or a month, it's definitely going to impact your ability to do business and potentially to stay alive as a company. So you need to make sure that all of the critical systems are backed up on a regular basis with the right delta. And that delta might be a few seconds for the banking industry or other industries where it's really real-time stuff. Or it could be a day, or it could be a week. But if it's any more than a week, it's really not fully backed up. Very few companies can sustain losing a week worth of data. The other thing is to monitor the integrity of your systems after the attack. The ransomware attack could be one of several attacks that have been successful, and you might be distracted by the ransomware attack whilst there's another attack on other systems and you're busy trying to get all the backups. So the advice would be to make sure that you have all of your backups ready, that you test the backup plan, and that from a compliance perspective, you have listed a ransomware attack as a potential incident, along with potential solutions. And some of the solutions might require involving a forensics company to come in to check the integrity of the data that's still there, and also to check the integrity of the backups when they're back up and running. One thing that obviously you can't really do is back up the systems and leave security as it was, because then you're essentially recreating that framework which was vulnerable. So you also need to understand how the ransomware attack played out. And unfortunately, that's often a user issue that comes from phishing and lack of training around phishing. So when you do the training around phishing, you need to explain to users the importance of that impact and explain to them why backups are important and why they need to stay in compliance with regards to storage.
Awesome. Thanks, Mathieu. And that's the end of the podcast. So, thanks again. And for more content on storage, backup and issues related, please see computerweekly.com/storage.